Unit 15, Test 1, Section 1, Number 1. I've got a pain here, just here. Ouch!
Number 2. For lunch, I had noodles, salad, and later, a peach.
Number 3. And I advise you not to eat fruit that isn't ripe in the future.
Number 4. Chinese diet contains a lot of fruit and green vegetables.
Number 5. Their diet contains a lot of fat in the form of potato crisps, potato chips, butter, cream, and chocolate.
Number 6. Scores of people went to the restaurant to have hamburgers.
Number 7. Many Westerners have unhealthy teeth.
Number 8. Let me examine you. Does it hurt here?
Number 9. I've got a cough. I want to get some medicine for my cough.
Number 10. He's got his legs burnt. He's feeling terrible.
Section 2. Now, would you tell me what you do every day?
Well, my life isn't much fun. Every day I do the same things. I get up in the morning, I have breakfast, I read the newspaper, I drive to work.
Excuse me, do you read the newspaper every day?
Yes, I do. I always read the newspaper.
Do you ever read books?
Books? No, I don't.
Well, maybe you should get a good book and do some reading. Not every day, just sometimes. Read a book 2 or 3 times a week. Books can help you see life differently. Will you try it?
Yes, I will. I'll try it.
Now, would you tell me what you do every day?
Well, my life isn't much fun. Every day I do the same things. I get up in the morning, I have breakfast, I read the newspaper, I drive to work.
Excuse me, do you read the newspaper every day?
Yes, I do. I always read the newspaper.
Do you ever read books?
Books? No, I don't.
Well, maybe you should get a good book and do some reading. Not every day, just sometimes. Read a book 2 or 3 times a week. Books can help you see life differently. Will you try it?
Yes, I will. I'll try it.
Number 11. What advice does the woman give the man?
Number 12. How often should the man read a book?
Number 13. Why does the woman advise the man to read books?
Number 14. How does the man feel about his life?
Number 15. Which of the following is not true about the man?
Section 3.
Do you drive to work, Peter?
Yes, I do.
Do you always drive?
No, I don't, but I usually drive. I drive 3 or 4 days a week. The rest of the time I take the bus.
Tell me, is it far to your job?
No, it isn't.
Why not walk to work? Maybe you'll see something interesting.
But that will take 15 minutes more each day.
You can leave 15 minutes early, can't you?
Yes, I can. Okay, I'll take your advice. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Bye-bye, and good luck. Do you drive to work, Peter?
Yes, I do.
Do you always drive?
No, I don't, but I usually drive. I drive 3 or 4 days a week. The rest of the time, I take the bus.
Tell me, is it far to your job?
No, it isn't.
Why not walk to work? Maybe you'll see something interesting.
But that will take 15 minutes more each day.
You can leave 15 minutes early, can't you?
Yes, I can. Okay, I'll take your advice. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Bye-bye, and good luck.
Test 2, Section 1, Dialogue 1. Now, would you tell me what you do every day?
Well, my life isn't much fun. Every day I do the same thing. I get up in the morning, I have breakfast, I read the newspaper, I drive to work.
Excuse me, do you read the newspaper every day?
Yes, I do. I always read the newspaper.
Now, would you tell me what you do every day?
Well, my life isn't much fun. Every day I do the same thing. I get up in the morning, I have breakfast, I read the newspaper, I drive to work.
Excuse me, do you read the newspaper every day?
Yes, I do. I always read the newspaper.
Dialogue 2, number 5. She suggests that Peter should walk to work.
Number 6. Maybe he will see something interesting.
Number 7. He should leave 15 minutes early.
Number 8. Peter will take the woman's advice.